1 Samuel, chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shochoh, which belongs to Yehuda, and pitched their tents between Shochoh and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. And Shaul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and pitched their tents along the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders, and the staff of a spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went out in front of him. And he stood and cried to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and you are servants to Shaul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And if he's able to fight with me, kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man so that we might fight together." When Shaul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. And now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem Yehuda, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Shaul. And the 3 oldest sons of Jesse went and followed Shaul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and the next to him Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 oldest followed Shaul. But David went and returned from Shaul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself for 40 days. And Jesse said to David his son, "Take now for your brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to your brethren. And carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and look how your brethren fare, and take their pledge." And now Shaul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench, as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran to the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spoke according to the same words, and David heard. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the men, fled from before him, and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be, the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel." And David spoke to the men that stood next to him, near him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that kills this Philistine, and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living Elohim?" And the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall it be done to the man that kills him." And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, "Why did you come down here, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the naughtiness of your heart, for you are come down so that you might see the battle." And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" And he turned from him toward another, and spoke after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spoke, they rehearsed them before Shaul, and he sent for him. And David said to Shaul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Shaul said to David, "You're not able to go up against this Philistine to fight with him, for you're but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said to Shaul, "Your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and killed him. Your servant killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living Elohim. David said, moreover, Yahweh, that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Shaul said to David, Go, and Yahweh be with you. And Shaul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he set out to go, because he'd not proved the armor. And David said to Shaul, I can't go with these, because I've not tested them. And David took them off. And he took his staff in his hand, and chose for himself 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near to David, and the man that bore the shield went out in front of him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, because he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, Am I a dog, that you come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his Elohim. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field. And then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day will Yahweh deliver you to my hand, and I will kill you and take your head from you. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is an Elohim in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that Yahweh does not save with sword and spear, because the battle is Yahweh's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took from there a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. And so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. And for this reason David ran and stood on the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath of it and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and of Yehuda arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until you come to the valley into the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down along the way to Shaaraim, even to Gath and to Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. And when Shaul saw David go forth against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the captain of the host, Abner, whose son is this youth? And Abner said, As your soul lives, O king, I cannot tell. And the king said, You inquire whose son the stripling is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Shaul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Shaul said to him, Whose son are you, you young man? And David answered, I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite. End of chapter 1.